say no two fingerprints are alike, but my daughter's fingerprints sure look similar to mine.
While the intricate details of an individual fingerprint are unique, pattern types and the overall size, shape, and spacing of the ridges in a pattern are all inherited traits.
So you mean that my daughter's fingerprints include a lot of whorls because mine include a lot of whorls?
You got it.
What kinds of minute details distinguish my fingerprints from my daughter's?
To identify the correct person behind a large whorl with wide spacing, one must look at the fine details, such as slight differences in various landmarks of the whorl pattern, how different ridges break or fork, and the shape of ridge edges.
Okay, but how is it that some features of fingerprints are inherited while these details are not?
Because fingerprints are produced by a combination of genetic programming and random chance. Early in gestation, a fetus develops smooth, raised pads on the fingers, palms, and feet. These are called volar pads. At about week 10, these pads cease growing and begin to regress. It may be that the hands continue to grow, resulting in the pads stretching out. Anywhere between about week 10 to week 15, the early ridges of one's fingerprints begin to form. The ridges appear on the surface of the hand by week 16. This timing of ridge formation is one feature that is genetically programmed, and hence, if your parents have a lot of whorls on their fingertips, you're likely to possess a lot of whorls too. However, the intricate details of your whorls are left to chance.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Terry Reed at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.